one. And now it's fine. Thursday, 20th of September, Yud Aleph Tishri, Harav Moshe Batal Grosnas, Sukkah and Mouth.
Okay, good morning. I'm not sure what to say when people greet me. Or I greet them, good kvittel, good yog, mach si mitayva, everyone has a different nusach. Either way, it should be taka, a good year of health and all good things. Now, I want to share with you, since Sukkot is coming up, and Yom Kippur and Sukkot is connected, we'll see, hopefully, at the end of the year, how, everyone knows a little bit. Mainly what I want to concentrate on today is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's yahrzeit is on Sukkot, so obviously to speak about such a Gadol Bisrael is impossible. You know, like as Rav Shach put it in his sefer where he brings stories, Shemush Shal Torah, he says, you know, if the Gaon would be around, I wouldn't go to see him, I'd run away. Right? So it's really impossible to talk about such people. But a little bit, Benegeah to Sukkot, which was the time he was Nifta, a little bit about the Gaon. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, Mem Aleph Amud Bey, says that Anshei Yerushalayim, very famous, Anshei Yerushalayim used to hold their lulav basically the whole day. They held the lulav every day of Sukkot. They loved it. It was choviv to them, the mitzvah. They were so excited about it, they didn't leave go. And we learn, actually, halacha from there. And the halacha is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Aleph, someone that's leaning from the Torah, who has an aliyah, he should hold the Atzei Chaim. Right? This whole discussions, hold it with your hand, cover it with your talis. But either way, we learn, you should hold the Atzei Chaim. Where do we learn it from? Sort of agav, from the Anshei Yerushalayim, from their minhag. Why? Because the Gemara says that they would hold the lulav all day, except when they were doing Birkas Kohanim, they'd put it down. Even Shemona Esra, they'd hold the lulav. You're not meant to hold something during Shemona Esra, because you won't concentrate. But when it's a mitzvah, Adarav will help your concentration. It's choviv. It's not going to be a disturbance. So you hold your lulav all day. But when it came to Kriyas HaTorah and Birkas Kohanim, they put it down. Why did they put it down by Kriyas HaTorah? I'll tell you why. Because they had to hold the Sefer Torah. That's why they put it down. So you learn halacha from them in it. But Al Koponim, you can imagine what it looked like the whole time holding their lulav. Wherever you went, you came to visit them in the house in the afternoon, they were holding their lulav. Gevaldig. The Gaon, the last thing he did, and he was nifta with this, was he was holding his Arba Minim. Because the Gaon held like the Anshei Yerushalayim, the Minhag Yerushalayim, and therefore, he was holding it the whole time. So at the Shas Patira, he was still holding his Lulav and Esrog. And therefore, he was mace with that mitzvah in his hand. That's a story, but it's not how he died. Yeah? He was nifta with Arba Minim in his hand. Now the Gemara says, I'll just tell you the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says that this was the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. A man would leave his house with his lulav in his hand, and it means, his lulav in his hand means not like we leave our house in the box and wrapped. It means they left, you know, how you'd be holding your dalad minin. And they went through the whole day like this, except when they were korev a Torah, when they did Nesias Kapayim. When they went to do Bukur Choylim, they had it back in their hands. When they went to be Menachem Avelim, they had it back in their hands. When they went to the Beis HaMedrash, they put it down. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Okay, so this is what they did. The Chiddush is that there was reason for mitzvahs. They loved the mitzvah. That's the Chiddush. I don't know why it doesn't say the Chiddush is that for Sefer Torah they put it down in order to hold the Atzei Chaim. It's a halachic Nafka Minna that we learn from here. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that. But that's what the Gemara says. Interestingly, and just agav, we're not going to go into it, the Rambam leaves out this business of they put the lulav down when they had an aliyah, and they put the lulav down when they did Birkas Kohanim. Just leaves it out. So it's a question why. Now, one of the Talmidei HaGra also followed Minhag Anshei Yerushalayim, obviously following his Rebbe. Rav Chaim Velozhiner, it's born Keser Roish in Ois Kuftes. He would make the Birkas, Lulav and Esrog, in the Sukkah before davening. Why? So I know many people do it, but what's the idea? Well, on Shushalayim it says, they left their house with the lulav and esrog. So you see, that is what they started their day with. Before davening, before Krishna, before Tefillah, they were ready after esrog, and after as well they were busy with it. But they started the day off with this, so it was coming off Anshei Yerushalayim. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman has a sefer on Tefillah. It's called Yomale Pitei Lasecha Yunim B'Tefillah. He has on the Dalet Minim a shtickle there, and he brings a question that how could people do lulav and esrog before davening? Todei she'en todei koidem. He brings that Rav Shach used to be careful not to take the Dalet Minim before Shachris for this reason, because todei she'en todei koidem. Okay. It's a noisa, and not for now. But just to show you how the Anshei Yerushalayim's minhag plays out in halacha.
Should you not say, I say mine before I get a shul in the sukkah?
If that's your minhag, that's your minhag. I'm just telling you why other people have reservations about it. But there's such a minhag, of course.
But you're not really actually to daven yet.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Maybe, fine. Maybe once you've said any tefillah, then
no,
that's
I don't know. It's I hear all the tzadim are just bringing up how from a simple minig, what seems simple, and the Gemara says, Michael Mashmalon, we've seen that. It makes an afkamina for atzichayim, it makes an afkamina from when you can do it, etc. Okay. Now, when the Gaon was nifted, before the Gaon was nifted, the doctor came. The Gaon famously held not to have doctors, but when he held that it was already basically over, he didn't mind if other people brought doctors in. So the doctor came in, it was from Yid. Dr. Yaakov Lifshitz, and he put his ear to his chest to hear the heartbeat, and one of the bystanders, being he couldn't wait. He needed to hear the results, so he says to the roifer, to the doctor, "Nu vu halter, where's he holding?" So the doctor said, "A halter mesechtes kelim," because he put his ear to his chest and he heard him. He was in the middle of kelim. Kalim isn't easy. So you see, just a little tip of the iceberg who we're talking about. Someone that was Mamash Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. He died. He was Nifta, holding his Arba Minim because of Minigan Shir Shalayim. He was in the middle of Maseches Kalim. This is what we're talking about. His Patira was on a Monday, on the fifth day of Sukkot, Yud Tes Tishri, Tof Kuf Nun Ches. That's 5,558. Now, Legabe Sukkos, let's discuss a few things Legabe Sukkos. Legabe Sukkos, the Maisa Rav brings in Hilchos Sukkah, Ois Reish Lama Gimel. The Gaon was full of Simcha on Sukkos. Yeah? Full of Simcha. And even more so on Shmini Atzeres. He says because, according to Kabbalah, Shmini Atzeres is higher than Sukkos. He would say, Piyutim. Hateres v'hamuna, all the things you sing on Shmini Atzeres, because Torah, he would do. And it was Simcha Gedoyla. He would go in front of the Sefer Torah, Baroiv Oiz v'chedva, with excitement. V'chochmas Odom Toy Ponov Kelapid Eish Ba'eres, his face was on fire. Clapping, dancing, Lebedik, like David HaMelech, in front of the Aron HaKodesh. The Lashon is, Umakarikur b'chol oiz, he danced with all his strength. And when the Sefer Torah went back into the Aron HaKodesh, then already, he wasn't so besimcha. Besimcha, still Yom Tov, but not so besimcha. The Mishnah Berurah brings this, in Siman Tov Reish Samach Tes, you've got Yud Aleph. He brings that Ma'arik, in Shorish Tes, says that Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, is a day where we all dance, and even the Zkenim, even the elders, they dance with all their koyach when we praise the Torah. And therefore he says every person has to strengthen himself and to dance. The Chvoid HaTorah, like it says by David HaMelech, he was a king, and yet he belittled himself, and basically did every sort of dance you can imagine in front of the Aron HaKodesh. And Arizal says that all my milas, all what I got to, all what I was masig, was the fact that I was mesameach b'chol oiz b'simcha shal mitzvah, which includes Simchas Torah, and every other Simcha shal mitzvah. The strength of the simcha that was put into the mitzvah, that's what brought the Arizal to what he became. And gam al agro kosvu, Shoy merakud lefnei ha-sefer Torah, he would dance in front of the Sefer Torah, b'chol koichoy, with all his strength. Says the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim, in his footnotes, in Ois Yud, a person shouldn't say, it's below my dignity to start dancing, you know, maybe I could go like this, but to dance, b'chol ois, b'chol koyach, it doesn't look right. He says, no, you have to dance with all your koyach, like Echod HaRekim, like a person that likes to dance dances. That's how you have to dance in front of the Sefer Torah. Because Michal Bashol told David HaMelech off, what is this? It's not Kvod HaMalchus. And she got punished. She didn't have any children after that. Because for Kvod HaShem, everything goes away. It's Kvod HaShem. We don't have a covered by Kvod HaShem. And just Agav coming to my mind, in Hilchus, in the Halachas of davening for Choyla, I remember, I don't know Halach Lamais, but I remember the Chidor says that you don't say on a Refurish Lema for someone, even if he's a God will be Yisrael, you don't say Morenu, Hagon, Hagon, Reb. You just do the name. Because Klape Hashem, there's no covet. Right? Now, you'll find that mistake in some places. fine. So that's the Inyan of Simcha. That's interesting to note that there's like levels of Simcha. The God would be Besimcha, big Simcha on Sukkos, even more Besimcha, Simcha's Torah, put away the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh, the Simcha would drop. So it seems to be controlled, and not just, you know, Simcha Tomid. It doesn't seem to be that way. So, it's true. The Gaon Shitta, in Mishli, Chof Aleph Yud Zayin, is Ish Machzor Oyev Simcha. An empty person loves Simcha. And he says, someone that doesn't have Reach HaTorah always wants to be Tomid B'Simcha. This is the words of the Gaon. L'smoach b'cheik ha'ksilim, he'll find ways to be B'Simcha. Drink, no. A dance, whatever it is. He says, the only Simcha, the Shitzagon is, the only Simcha is Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Gemara on Shabbos says it. The Gemara on Shabbos, Taf Lamed Omer Beis, has a stira. On the one hand, the Keles, we find that's L'Simcha, you know, what is Simcha? On the other hand, it's Meshabeach Simcha. The difference is Simcha Shal Mitzvah and Simcha Sheina Shal Mitzvah. If the reason for the Simcha is a Mitzvah, then it's good. If it's not, then there's no inin. It doesn't mean the person has to be depressed. Right? The Gaon famously says that a good spirit is what heals man. It can even take away an illness. And a person that's down, who can carry him? But doesn't mean simcha. Simcha is sort of like, simcha comes from the same middah as kaas. Comes from anger. You lose yourself. So true simcha is like losing yourself, excitement. That is for mitzvah. It has to be channeled. Even David HaMelech, that used to have the menagen to be menagem for him, and then Vati Yalov Ruach Hashem, or Shol, right? Shol HaMelech had the menagem that would bring him Ruach Hashem. So why did he, first of all, he was down, but even more so, it was to bring him to Simcha, because when he had Simcha, he had Ruach Hashem Alof, so it was a mitzvah. But Stam Simcha, as in getting to a high, without a reason of mitzvah, the Gaon doesn't necessarily hold of that, and therefore, according to him, instead of mitzvah gedoyla liyos b'simcha tomid, it's simcha gedoyla liyos b'mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. That is so in a sefer from Reb Eliach. Now, there's a famous song that the yeshiva world sing on Simchas Torah. It goes like this. Oilam haba is a gutazach, le'elen Torah is a besazach. And then it carries on with some extra details. So I once heard, I've got two different things that I heard on the same thing, so it's a bit of a mishmash, but be'erach. I heard from Rabbi Shaul Reisman, Shlita, the Rosh Shiva of Torah V'Das, that Rabbi Shaul Balsky once held up the dancing while they were singing this and explained the story. So it's what I remember, I'm not meduyuk. Basically like this, basically it was that sukkos, they'd finished the Gomer's Nifta, and it was Simchas Torah. And the Talmidim didn't want to dance. So Rukhaim Velojna said, you know, the Gomer's in Olam Haba, so he can dance. I said, in Olam Haba. So he said, yeah, but he's not here. Lan and Torah is more. So he said, okay, but I'll call upon him. Olam Haba is a gutazach. Yeah, Lan and Torah is a besazach. It's better. But Olam Haba is a gutazach. And that's where that song came about from. All slightly different. Olam Haba is a gutazach. That's where the Gaon is. And you're very upset, but Lemaisa, he'd love to be here because Len and Torah is a besazach. So let's go. Let's be Musameach, Simchas Torah. That's what he would want. He would do it himself if he had the chance. Right? That's what the Gaon said. The Bashar says Tira, that he could do any mitzvahs. Is only now. Picked up his tzitzis, all these sorts of things. Olam Haba is a gutazach, but Len and Torah is a besazach. Chaparain in this world. They also bring, Rabbi Eliyahu bring this, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner made another song, Baruch Elokeinu Shebron Lechvoido, also sung in the Olam HaYeshivas, where it's split up, Baruch Elokeinu Shebron Lechvoido, split up into stanzas. So he made this for that, Simchas Torah, in order to be Mesameach them with Torah, and to take away the Rikshe Hatzar of the Ptira of the Gaon. Okay, we move on now to another Nakuda. The Gaon famously didn't eat much. His wife used to prepare for him a kazayis in the morning of bread and a kazayis at night, soaked in water, so that his palate shouldn't have hana. He would just swallow it down, and that's what he would have for the whole day. They also say that it would be from Sudas Mitzvah. It had to be from Sudas Mitzvah. Now, on the other hand, I'll tell you, Agav, Sudas Mitzvah, the Gaon once made a siyum on Safra de Tzniyasa, and they bring, the son of the Radal brings, that the Radal's father-in-law was by that Suda, and by that Suda they had oif min hashamayim, so that he did eat. He had meat from heaven. He closed the curtains, and he had meat from heaven by that Suda. This is what Reb Shmuel Luria writes. That his father, Reb David Luria, that's the Pirush on the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar Adal, and many others for him, says his father-in-law was there. They had meat, bird meat, min hashamayim, by the siyum on either Safra de Tzniyasa or Tikkun HaZoya. Al Kaponim, Reb David Soloveitchik brings the following in Parshas Truma. The Mesillas Yeshayim says famously that does Tival sausages need shechita? So the Mesillas Yeshayim brings the Chazal that whoever brings a present to Talmid HaChachomim, it's as if he bought Bikurim. Whoever fills the throat of a Talmid HaChachom with wine, it's as if he brought Nesochim on the Mizbeach. What's the idea? Says the Mesir Shishorim, that Talmud Chochem, we're talking on the highest level, that becomes Merkava L'Shchina, Yashchina upon him. He's like the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's mamash the same as bringing a Korban, like the Shchina was showing in the Mokam HaMikdosh, so to this Talmud Chochem. And therefore, when you bring him a present, it's as if you brought Bikurim, and when you give him wine to drink, it's as if you poured Nesochim on the Mizbeach, Mesillas Yesharim. There was a story in Avadok that a dibuk went into someone and they asked the Gilgul, this dibuk, that if they bring the Gaon, will he go out? Now the Gaon wouldn't come, famously the Gaon wouldn't deal with any such things. But they asked him, would you go out? And the dibuk said, yes, I would. So they asked him, what's so great about the Gaon? He eats, he drinks. Now, hang on, we said he didn't eat and drink much. So they bring, it was Besoif Yomov, where he had to eat and drink more. He eats and drinks, so, you know, he's a human being. Why would you run to leave this body? So he said that his eating can be greater than the not eating. Because when he eats, it's like Korbonos al Gav HaMizbeach. Mamashayt Mesillas Yesharim. When he eats, it's like Korbonos al Gav HaMizbeach. And therefore, he creates such a rash in Shomayim, I would run out. So Rav David Soloveitchik adds, then the end of Zechariah, it says a pasuk like this: "V'hoyo kol sir b'Yerushalayim b'Yehuda kodesh l'Hashem tzavokas." The osid lavoi, all the pots, all the pans in Yerushalayim will be holy, like clay shoris. That's interesting. The Beis Hamikdash is clay shoris. So he says the Rambam says that osid lavoi, everyone will be on a high madrega of tahara, probably something like the Gaon. If so, their mouths are mizbeach. If so, their kelim are kli shoris. They're kelim that go to the mizbeach, and therefore v'hayo kol sib Yerushalayim kodesh. All the pots in Yerushalayim and Yehuda will be kodesh because everyone will be on this darga that what they eat will be completely like a korban. He says, therefore, one has to realize how one gets to such heights. And we like sell ourselves, you know, after not eating for one day, we can say this. We sell ourselves for our food and drink. Like Esav sold his bechayra for Nezid Adoshim. We get carried away with our day to day instead of realizing what we can do with a bracha, with Torah. We can get to heights that even our eating becomes something very special. Now coming back to Simchas Yom Tov and eating.
What happened to the Tibbuk in the Vardik?
That's it.
The Vilna Gaon never would go to such things.
Now, about Simchas Yom Tov, so there's a very interesting halacha, not so well known, it was actually Mishnah, it's the Mishnah in Chulin Perek Gimel. The halacha is at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, Sim Tov Kuf Chof Tes, it says, you're meant to add to your Sudas Yom Tov, it's meant to be special. And the Shai Tzion in a footnote says that although Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuos, etc., you add to your Suda, Sukkot, the first night, you're not marbe besuda. Now that's quite a shock. So machta b'chagecha, I'd have thought. First night of Sukkot, you don't add to your suda. Why? Because rishon lecheshbon avoinos, you're busy building your sukkah and getting your dalad minim. You don't have time. Now you might ask, it's the job of whoever's in the kitchen to prepare the meal, and she's not building the sukkah and the dalad minim. But it meant that the butchers were off work, and there wasn't so much meat around, right? Not like the other times. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, you have to tell the customer that I sold the mother, so don't check the son on the same day. But Yom Tov Rishon not, because there's not so much meat around. Mishnah Berurah brings this in Shaarei Tzion, it's very interesting how basically we have to be so busy with our Lulav Esrog and Dalad Minim and Sukkah that we don't have time, the same time, to be busy with the meal. Now we come to another thing to do with the mouth, other than eating. And that's a very interesting goal. Chag HaSukkos is a shmira against Lashon Hora and Machloikas. I'm going to explain why, but let me first tell you what Chanoch Karelenstein says. He says, he brings from Svarim, that if someone has Machloikas on him, or people speaking Lashon Hora against him, he should go into his sukkah, or learn Masechta Sukkah, and that will be Mavatlet. The Nachas David brings, B'Shem the Gaon, that in order to be Machnia, the Yetzer Hara of Lashon Hara, you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. He says we have five different places where our letters come out from. Five Moitzoyos HaPeh. And basically it's the tongue, it's the lips, it's the teeth, it's the throat, and then it's the tongue on the back of the palate. Yeah? It's called the Cheikh. So there's all different letters. There's no time to go through which the groupings of the letters. But basically, Samach of Sukkah is from the teeth. You'll have to try it out in your own time. Samach of Sukkah is from the teeth. You try doing it without your teeth. Shukra. Yeah? Then the Vav is from the lips. The Chof is from the Cheikh, that's the back of your tongue hitting the top. The Hay is from the throat. You will not find the tongue itself. The tongue is the letters Dalad, Tes, Lamad, Nun, and Tof. That's not to be found in Sukkah. The four things around the tongue are guarding the tongue, and the tongue isn't revealed in the Sukkah. There's no Lashon Hara in the Sukkah. So Sukkah is the time to be mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Lashon Hara Machloikas. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph. Tits b'nei besukkah, hide them in the sukkah, meriv l'shoinois, from the arguments of tongues. The sukkah covers the tongue. Basically, the four different ways of pronouncing letters, of saying the letter, are covering the tongue. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes Sikkot and Beis says a most amazing thing once you've heard this vort. He says, since the holiness of the sukkah is so great, it's good not to speak a lot of mundane things there. Only to speak kedusha and Torah. It's interesting, he puts it in there. But that's where he's coming from. Sort of David Cohen Shlita brings this Mishnah Berurah for this Likudah. It's Mamash. Mamash like the God. Now, Avada, a Talmud Chacham, all the more so. Because as we've said, the Talmud Chacham's mouth is a klishoris. We're talking about someone like the Gaon. His mouth is a klishoris. If it's a klishoris, then never mind the sukkah. He can't profane a klishoris. He can't bring it down from Kodesh to Choyl. Kavachoyme in the sukkah. There's an Aruchayim in Parashas Pinchas, Chavov Chav Gimel, who says, it says, B'nei Yisachar, and it gives one of the names, is Lepuva Mishpachas Apuni. So he says, Puva has an Evoven Hey of Shem Hashem, as in someone that learns Torah and his mouth is a klishoris and has Kedushas Hashem, Peh, is also Puva, right? So Hashem Hashem there, Mishpachas Apuni, he has to be Mefana all Divrei Chol from his mouth, only Divrei Kedusha, because he's Puva, because he has Vov Hey in his mouth. So Puni, he has to clean out his mouth, make sure that it's taka on the level of being a klishoris. Rav Chanocha Renstein also puts together that the arova on Sukkot is also the shape of a mouth, and we actually bang it 5 times against the 5 different things, 5 different ways of saying the letters, and the tzachtzofa, which is a round type of arova, is posel because that's an open mouth. The arova, that's the shape of a closed mouth, is kosher, because that's sukkos. It's all about fixing up the inyonim of Lashon Hara Machlokas. In the Sefer of Rav Chaim Palaji, he brings that sukkos is an inyon of achdus. They were all in one sukkah. Under the Anani HaKov, they're all in one sukkah. They weren't in separate sukkos. The Mabit brings in Beis Elikim, why in the Midbar did they not make their own sukkah? So he says, because it would be sukkah tachas sukkah, because you have the Anani HaKovod on top of you, which is a bit hard to understand, because it's not real. So either you say, it's not real, it's not a sukkah, it's a, you put your hand through it. It's not, so either you say, but because this is what made the mitzvah sukkah, the Anani HaKovod, so of course we look at it as a sukkah. But you could say like this, the idea of sukkahs was to make achdus, right? As we said, tits b'nei meriv l'shoynes, there shouldn't be machloikas.
So,
went on a what?
When Aaron died, 80,000 were named after Aaron because.
Oh, well, yeah. So the Anani HaKovod had them all inside. So we asked, it's not a proper sukkah. So why can't they make their own sukkahs? The answer is the idea of this sukkah. What? It's true halakhically, it could be, it wouldn't be sukkah tachas sukkah. But since the idea was in the Midbar, this was the first idea of sukkah, was it should all be together and there shouldn't be riv l'shoynos. So it would be a psul in the idea of the sukkah. And of course they were in a sukkah because the Anani HaKovod was sukkahs. But enachanami mitzad sukkah tachas sukkah halachically, it might not be a chisorin. But mitzad the idea that there should be ba'achdus, that would be a chisorin. And as Ovi Moiri said, the Maral says that the sukkahs is connected the Anani HaKovod, which came from Aaron. And Aaron was doch l'oyev shalom v'roid of shalom, he put them all together. That was very appropriate that yeah. So we all go to build the sukkah, as mentioned in the halacha shiur beforehand, is very good because it comes after. I actually saw on Yom Kippur the Kolboy Seyda Yom says to ask Mechila after Yom Kippur. You finish talking to Hashem, now ask Mechila. But the idea is sukkahs and the Anani HaKovod are interrelated. That's the shit of the Gaon. That it's not talking about the Anani HaKovod we got by Pesach. It's talking about the Anani HaKovod that came back after Chetah Egel. It came back when they started to build the Mishkan, which was on sukkahs. Therefore, it's completely interrelated with Yom Kippur. It's because we were atoned from the Chetah Egel and Yom Kippur, Hashem gave back his Shechina on sukkahs. So we go straight away after that atonement to build the sukkah, which shows that Anani HaKovod, which is the Shechina, that comes back to us due to us getting Mechila from Hashem and from our friends, which is basically Tits B'nei Meriv L'Shoynes, that we stop the Lashon Hara Machlekes.